Paul and Oates, Private Eyes. This is Clicks Radio, and what a way to go into the whole hacking of the government from the last week than with Paul and Oates, Private Eyes. That was almost well planned. The big news item for this week, and Reg, the whole topic of the show today is about the hacking that involved the Australian federal government being hacked by some other country. Now, on Friday, the Australian Prime Minister at this time, Scott Morrison, said that the government organisations as well as some large businesses were being hacked by another country. Now, he didn't say which country. Just for the first little bit, he did not say which country was hacking. When asked what country was hacking us, he did not give an answer. And at this stage, there is no solid evidence as to which country it actually was. But the country that was hacking us was looking for, this stage looks like, confidential information about the people in Australia, businesses, as well as health information. Now, like I said, people are making assumptions based off situations of what has been looked at and what's happening with the wider community, and saying it looks like China might be the one that's actually involved with this. China have since said, no, not us. Now, is it truly China? Is it not? It could be China. It could be Russia. It could be the US. It could actually be Ukraine as well. Each of those countries has been known to attack other countries' technology infrastructure and hack them away to try and get information. Which one's the actual one to actually be doing it to us? Don't know still. But I can tell you now, the copy is known as copy-paste compromises. Now, it uses programs that are freely available on the internet to get access through internet-facing systems like servers, devices, anything that directly connects to the internet as opposed to, say, your computer at home, which connects through a modem to the internet. So it doesn't affect your computer at home, but it might affect your modem. Now, the hackers are attacking known security holes in systems. They're either being tested, they're being set up, or aren't being maintained and regularly used. They're the main entry points that the hackers are using to try and get into this. Now, if they're unsuccessful in using the hacking tools to get into the systems, they're moving from this sort of just basically attacking things to using social engineering, which is where you get the emails from PayPal saying your PayPal account's going to be locked if you don't click on this link and do this stuff. That is social engineering. And for the most part, people don't fall for it. However, it appears people actually have been falling for it and clicking on links, downloading programs, downloading files off attachments from emails, or doing a whole range of different bits and pieces, because that's how they manage to get into some of the more secure systems. The other thing they can do with emails, so they can have the links in links and attachments in emails, but they can also actually have small little white pictures hidden away, usually in the top left-hand corner of an email. You won't be able to see because, of course, it's a white picture, and it's only a very, very small picture, but it appears up there, and what happens is it keeps track of who actually opens up the emails. So once they know who's actually opened up the email from an unknown person, they will know who is more likely to fall for the scam that will then get them, oh, this person sent me this email here in the past, it was interesting. And a new email here from them. I'll click on this link that they've sent to me. And from there, they get access through the person's computer into the network. Now, once they have access to the systems, they change programs and change where they do things. Because they don't need to get there and go from trying to get into the computers. They now have access to the systems. They change their idea. And rather than going on to trying to attack it, they start getting bits and pieces and details from the computers and their systems. Now, it's a case of, if the people who are using the computers didn't fall for the tricks, or if the systems were kept patched properly, they could never move on to the second part of it, which was the actual getting information and what's actually been involved with that. On the way, a little bit later on today's show, I'll talk about some of the places that have been affected by the hacking, and also what the government has said